الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله استماما لنعمته واستسلاما لعزته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no God but Him and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger and His prophet. So my topic for today's khutbah is Thanksgiving. And I know some of you probably are thinking, Thanksgiving? That's not Thanksgiving now. Thanksgiving was weeks ago. And that is precisely one of the points of this khutbah. I think Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. And I love the holiday, I celebrate the holiday. But I think it is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it is a wonderful opportunity to remember this notion of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, if you were thinking, or if I am thinking, that, well, it's not Thanksgiving, that's the problem, is it limits that kind of thinking to one day in the year, and then we think, okay, well, today isn't Thanksgiving. So what is he doing talking about Thanksgiving? Well, is there a day to talk about prayer and then another day not to talk about prayer because it's not prayer day? We don't think that way. And we need to think of thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that same integral light as an indispensable part of the faith. It's not just an extra nafl or a non-obligatory thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but it is an integral issue in the faith, not a subsidiary point or a by the way point or an occasional point or a when I have time point. And so in Surah Az-Zumar, the Quran tells us, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Nay, but worship God and be among those who are grateful. So immediately that link between worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kun min ash-shakirin and be among those who are grateful. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, the Quran addressing the people of the book and by extension all of humanity, فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, and I will remember you, and be grateful unto me, and deny me not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling humanity, remember me, and I will remember you, washkuru li, and be grateful to me, wa la takfurun, and don't be among the unbelievers. Now in Arabic, kafara, the verb where we get kafir and kafirun, we know that the root means to cover something, and we use it for those who cover up the truth, those who are unbelievers. But kafara in Arabic also means he was ungrateful. Kafara ni'mata means he denied or he was ungrateful for the blessing. So kafara means both he did not believe in God and he was ungrateful. And that shows us how closely linked the notion of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to the notion of gratitude and the giving of thanks. So I want to share then a few reflections about this. And obviously I've already shared the first one, which is that Thanksgiving is not limited to one day in the year. And I've shared the second one, which is the close connection in the Quran between belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this notion of gratitude. And a third notion in Surah Saba, talking about the progeny of Dawood, the family of Dawood alayhi salam. And so, and the blessings that he was shown and his son Sulaiman. And it is talking about those forces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made subservient to him. يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان كالجواب وقدور راسيات. They made for him whatever he wished of sanctuaries and statues and basins as large as great watering troughs and cauldrons firmly anchored. And in parentheses we said, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Labor, O David's people, in gratitude towards me. Work in thanks towards me. And so, point number four is that saying ash-shukru lillah or alhamdulillah is one facet of being grateful. But, and this is a point I have to keep reminding myself over and over and over again, and I keep telling myself when I read the Fatiha, Alhamdulillah is not just something you say, it has to be something you do. So how am I going to do Alhamdulillah today? Because the Quran tells the people of Dawood, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Work in gratitude. Show your gratitude through work, not just through speech. And then the Quran comes and says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And truly grateful among my servants are few. That only a few of the servants are truly grateful. Now I want to pause here a little bit because I as I grow older, I'm developing a particular interest in the subtleties of the Arabic of the Quran. Because I think that the Quran was revealed in Arabic for a very specific purpose. So we may think, well, most servants of Allah show gratitude. When something good happens, say Alhamdulillah. But the Quran here says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. So, الشَّكُور is a construction in Arabic that is known as صِغَةُ الْمُبَالَغَةِ, which is the construction of excess or exaggeration. So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have described himself in the Quran as ghafir, from the verb ghafara, he forgave. But we often see the description not ghafir, but ghafoor. Shakir would be the person who occasionally shows gratitude, the thankful person. Shakur, like ghafoor, is the one who does that a lot, who is tremendously thankful, who is grateful to a great degree. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes himself in the Quran as ghafoor, he's not just the one who occasionally forgives, he is the one who is overflowing in forgiveness. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, he is saying that few of my servants are the ones who are truly grateful, who are just overflowing in gratitude, who have this tremendous sense of gratitude. All of us occasionally, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, something wonderful happens. But a shakur is the person who is much more thankful than that. And so that is what we should ask for ourselves, what we should ask of ourselves, what we should want to be like, to be a shakur. And as you know, when Surah An-Nasr was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just a couple of months, a little over 2 months before he died, and he was commanded in that surah, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ, that sing the, hallow the name of your Lord, sanctify the name of your Lord, and ask his forgiveness, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا, that he is the one who is truly forgiving. The companions described that the Prophet, peace be upon him, spent then his last days, whenever he was sitting, standing, whatever it was, doing that. Alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, aw kama qal. And so to the point that someone asked him, Prophet of Allah, you've been guaranteed heaven. Why are you continuously now asking for forgiveness? And he said, I've been commanded to do this, and if I've been granted heaven, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, should I not then be a most grateful servant? أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, and Allah knows best. And so that is what we should ask for of ourselves, what we should want for ourselves. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that only a small sliver of His servants fall into this category, we want to try to reach for that. But we don't want to think that that is the bar. We want to ask that of ourselves, but we don't want to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding that of us. And that is really His tremendous mercy. And so, we see, for example, in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about how the Prophet was just a prophet. Prophets have passed before him, and telling the believers that if he dies or if he is killed, will you then turn on your heels? And whoever turns on his heels, whoever relinquishes his faith, فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, he will not hurt Allah anything. وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who are grateful. So here, الشَّاكِرِينَ is the plural of shakir, the one who is occasionally grateful, shows gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say sayajzi ash-shakurin. He doesn't say He will reward those who are grateful to a tremendous amount. So what I take away from that, and now this is my personal opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to the point that what I should ask of myself is to be a shakur, an excessively grateful person, a tremendously grateful person, but that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of me and would reward me for is just to be a shakir. That it is enough to be occasionally grateful, and that is God's mercy. And that in and of itself, that I should be a shakur, but He will accept from me being a shakir, that should make me a shakur. That should make me tremendously grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, another concept, another point, when we think about, you know, this notion of gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَأَزْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً, He has shed upon you His blessings, apparent and hidden. And whenever I read this verse, I always used to think that there are the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me that other people know about. You may know something about me or something about another person and know God has blessed this person in this way or that way. And then there are the blessings that He has given to me that are known only to me. And so I should be grateful for both of those. As I have grown older, I have started to see this verse in also a different light, that there are blessings that Allah, that the zahira, the apparent blessings, are the ones apparent to me, and the hidden ones are the ones hidden from me. So that there are blessings in my life that I should be grateful for that are hidden from me. And as a matter of faith, I believe that. And when I think about it, it makes tremendous sense. So there are blessings now that say I have been blessed with, or person X has been blessed with, that other people know about, blessings only I know about. All of those fall into the apparent blessings. I am aware of them. Then the hidden blessings are blessings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me in ways that I am not even aware of. And of course, when we think about it, that's easy to fathom. Life could have gone in so many different ways for all of us. And how do we know that leaving 2 minutes earlier or 2 minutes later, or, you know, I'm worried I'm not going to make it to the center on time because I got delayed in traffic, that could have been the saving grace that saved me from some horrible accident? Or had I made choice A instead of choice B, or choice C instead of choice D, my life could have turned out completely different than all of us in our minds can fathom, that there are so many moments and so many forks in the road where it seems to us that we just made a choice and alhamdulillah, things went fine. But probably behind the curtain, there are so many hidden blessings that we have no idea what could have been or what might have been and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from. And to think of that, again, should impel me to be a shakur, a tremendously grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my uncle, Hassan, may God rest his soul, was going through tremendous difficulty with his health toward his last days. And, you know, I was consoling him, and he was saying, Alhamdulillah. You know, he said to me something I've never forgotten. لَوْ عَلِمْتُمُ الْغَيْبَ لَخْتَرْتُمُ الْوَاقِعِ. That if you knew what was hidden, you would choose what you have now. He was very grateful, very, even though he was suffering tremendously, his attitude was that I don't feel bad or sorry that about what's happening. Now, if I knew how it could have been other than this, I would certainly choose this. And this is God's mercy upon me. And that's sort of part of that concept. And I say what I've said. Ask Allah to forgive me and to forgive you. Udu Allah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Shadu an la ilaha illallah. Now, as with so many concepts, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do something as an act of worship, it turns out that that is not just good for us in the hereafter, but in this world, like fasting. And when the Quran says that fasting is better for you if you only knew, and then it turns out that now science has shown that intermittent fasting is one of the best things that you can possibly do for your health, and everybody is now doing intermittent fasting for health reasons. Well, it turns out that gratitude is exactly the same. There are a whole lot of papers in the medical literature and the psychology literature that gratitude is good for us in this physical life as well. And so a study in the Journal of Theoretical Social Psychology shows that those who are grateful have better relationships, much healthier relationships with their friends, with their spouses, with their children. That study in Personality and Individual Differences, a journal in 2012, showed that those who rate on scales of psychological testing as grateful people suffer a lot less aches and pains and have better physical health. There are a variety of studies that show that grateful people sleep better, and that if you just take a few minutes before you sleep and list a few of the things that you're grateful for, those people have a better night's sleep. And I could go on and on. I mean, there are a whole variety of things in the medical literature. Grateful people have an easier time controlling their impulses. They are more patient in adversity. They have an easier time controlling their eating. They don't overeat. And so it is a surprising array of things that gratitude is actually beneficial for. And then I want to end on just a subtle nuance, because the Quran here is talking about shukr, thankfulness. But for us, it's an even bigger concept than that, because we notice in the Fatiha, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, not Ashukru Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. And so I want to sort of make thanksgiving, which is shukr giving, really hamd giving, and talk a little bit about the distinction between hamd and shukr. So when we say Alhamdulillah, we all know when something good happens for us, we say Alhamdulillah, that's wonderful. So it is our way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Alhamd is a bigger concept that contains in it shukr, or thankfulness or gratitude. But Alhamd also has the notion of praise, extolling the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, if my brother here does something nice for me, I say thank you. I show gratitude. But let's say my brother does nothing at all for me, but he's a very smart guy. I don't walk up to him and say, thank you for being smart. If he's done something for me with his intelligence, I thank him for doing that for me. But I may praise him for being smart. Say, MashaAllah, you're so smart. So Alhamd also contains praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Linguistically now I'm talking, in the Arabic. Alhamd is both gratitude and praise. Then, in the way we use it, there's also a third concept, which is acceptance and submission. So let's say something bad happens to me. And you come and ask me, how are you? I say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Right? And so at that point, what am I doing? I'm saying, I accept, I submit. And so every time, again, and I, you know, as now I'm, as you see, in the winter of my life, Alhamdulillah, trying to develop that relationship with the Fatiha. And so I try now to remember when I say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that this is my gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my praise and glorification of you, and this is my submission and acceptance. And not just spreading horizontally all these meanings, but vertically. That Alhamdulillah for whatever was, Alhamdulillah for whatever is, and please grant me the strength that it would be Alhamdulillah for whatever will be, no matter what. And so that's why the Prophet taught his companions that the dua, he said, say this toward the end of your prayers, Allahumma a'inni ala shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allah, aid me, help me in being grateful to you and worshipping you in the most excellent way. And this hamd is the last call, if you will, the last prayer of the people of heaven. So in Surah Yunus, I believe, that the Quran is talking about the people of heaven. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحياتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. That their prayer therein is Subhanallah, glory to Allah, and their greeting is the greeting of peace, and their ultimate da'wah, their final da'wah, the capstone is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, with all of those meanings of Alhamd that we talked about. And that concept is so central that shortly after the death of the Prophet, when Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was the Khalifa, he assigned to Basra a wali, his representative in Basra, and already tremendous corruption had set in. And this Amir, or this wali, his name was Ziyad ibn Abi. And Ziyad ibn Abi, when he took over the stewardship of Basra, stood up then for the first Friday prayer and began his khutbah, and he didn't say Alhamdulillah. And as you know, whenever the khatib stands up and begins the khutbah, you've all been to a lot of Jum'ahs, first thing that comes out of the khatib's mouth, Alhamdulillah. And this Ziyad ibn Abi did not say that. He just launched right in to a khutbah which the Arabists consider a masterpiece of Arabic eloquence. Yet they have called that khutbah for 1400 years, Al-Khutbatu Al-Batra'. What is Al-Batra'? The one that has been amputated, cut off, incomplete. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Okay, from the Quran, Al-Batra'. So because he did not say Alhamdulillah, for 1400 years that has not been forgotten. And if you tell anybody who is, you know, a student of Arabic literature, Al-Khutbatul Batra, they say, oh yes, the khutbah of Ziyad ibn Abi when he didn't say Alhamdulillah. That is how central that concept is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to absolve myself, being in this position is very dangerous. Because even when I make a disclaimer, it comes across that I am standing here telling you, be like me. Be a shakur like me. Be a grateful servant like me. Think of Alhamd like me. Astaghfirullah. I want to do my best to absolve myself. And I bear witness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am advising myself before I advise you, and that I am not able to live up to what I have said. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most gracious, the most merciful. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa ja'al al-Qur'ana shifa'an sudurina, wa rabi'a qulubina, wa manba'a imanina, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salah.